Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You have reached a chosen generation, fellowship of churches. This is our worldwide revival. Amen. It started out for 3 days, and now we're going on to our fourth month. And we just thank God for orchestrating this revival. And a revival is to come to where souls will be saved and souls will be delivered. And we will just come to be encouraged to where we can just go on a little bit further. We're just going to give God a little more praise. We're just going to lift up the name of Jesus because he is the reason that we have our beings. And so we just thank God on tonight for each and every one of you that is on the line. All because I give him praise, and I praise him on tonight with all and everything that I have within me. I praise him, and I thank God for all of you that is on the line, to all of our state officials. I thank God for you. Mother Georgiana, God bless you, great woman of God, our state evangelist. That Mother Georgiana is our national mother, and our state evangelist, Evangelist Marie Brown. I thank God we have our senior elder, Elder Milton. We have our adjutant, General Lily Shaw. And we have our prophet, Michael Brooks. We got our soulist, Sister Robinson. Our speaker is online. Amen. I see. And we have our Sister Nicole. We just still yet pray in your strength. Amen. I just thank God for each and every one on the line. My sister, Evangelist Bobby Strong, I just thank God for all of our faithful one that has supported us down through the month. And so, and I just say thank you. Thank you for being a friend. You know, it's hard to find true friends. It's hard to find ones that is faithful to the ministry. But I thank God for you that is on the line. We're going to get started. We have a great speaker that is on the line on tonight. We are so grateful for our speaker on tonight, and we will introduce her for a little later. But let me tell you, she is anointed and she's appointed. So I am, while we're just going to take a pause and go through in our devotion, and what I want you to do is tag somebody in. Call somebody, because you really don't want to miss this service on tonight, because we have a great woman of God that's going to be bringing the message. Amen. And at this time, we're going to have our devotion. We're asking our senior elder, Milton, if he would do our scripture reading, and then we're asking that the prophet Michael Brooks will give us an opening prayer, and then Sister Robinson will give us our opening selection. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Our scripture reading for this evening comes from the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verses 10, 11, and 12. Do not let your people practice fortune-telling or sorcery, or allow them to interpret omens, or engage in witchcraft, or cast spells, or function as mediums, or psychics, or call forth the spirit of the dead. Anyone who does these things is an object of horror and disgust to the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen, amen. Let's go before the throne of grace in a word of prayer on tonight. Oh, gracious and everlasting Father, we thank you on tonight for this opportunity to come before your throne of grace, oh God. For we're not taking it lightly, nor for granted you have allowed us this to go thus far today, God. And tonight, God, we ask you to come on the line tonight, God. Send a word, oh God, that will prick the people's hearts tonight, God. First and foremost, God, we ask you to touch us, oh God. Forgive us for all that we have said and we have done on tonight, God. in the name of Jesus. Those are the things that we know we have done, and those are the things we unknown that we have done. Oh, God, come on the line tonight, God. You know what we stand in need of individually. You know what we stand in need of collectively, oh, God. Oh, God, come on, send a word tonight, even in the soloist, oh, God, in the words of welcome, oh, God. We know you know and you can do all things but fail, oh, God. Speak to your anointed vessel on tonight. Hide her behind the cross of Calvary, oh, God, that she will give a rhema word, that she will continue to decrease as you continue to increase. Open up her understanding that beyond the theological seminaries, and give her a rhema word that will touch your people's hearts tonight, God. You know, God, all that she's standing in need of, build up what she's toned down and prop her every need inside. And we need you forever to care for to give you the praise, honor, and glory. For you alone are worthy, and besides you, there is no other. In Jesus' mighty and majestic name we pray, and all God's people say amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
We are soldiers.
Right.
We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, although we have to cry. We got to hold up the bloodstained banner. We got to hold it up until we die. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, although we have to cry. We got to hold a bloodstained banner. We got to hold it up until we die. My mother was a soldier. She had her hand on a gospel plow. But one day she got old, couldn't fight anymore. She said, I'll stand here and fight on anyhow. My mother was a soldier. She had a hand on a gospel plow. But one day she was getting old and couldn't fight anymore. She said, I stand here and fight on anyhow. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, although we have to cry. We got to hold up the bloodstained banner. We got to hold it up until we die. God bless you.
Amen, amen. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Amen. My mother was a soldier. Amen. And we all are soldiers. We got to fight this battle until we die. We have to fight until we die. I just want to thank Prophet Brooks for that powerful prayer. And I want to thank the elder for that scripture reading. And I want somebody to remember that scripture that he said. It's because we're having so many Christians save people in battles with the demons. It's because of that very scripture. It's because we go to the psychic readers and we ask that we want them to tell us our future. And then I see a lot of people trying to drum up the deads, and some is in witchcraft and sorcery and all of that. And I'm going to tell you what happens. That opens up portals for demons to come and attack you. We have familiar spirits. We all different types of things will happen to you when you go in there. That is one reason why the Bible tells us not to go and do those things. I have a few of them that have had different spirits that will come and attack. So let us keep our hands clean. Let's keep our spirits clean. Let's keep those portals, doors closed. Amen. And at this time, we're going to have General to come and to give us a welcome and the announcements. General.
Amen. Amen. On behalf of a Chosen Generation Fellowship of Churches, our Chief Apostle, Dr. B.A. Thomas, we welcome you to our world revival, putting on the whole armor of God. We welcome the callers and listeners from Texas, Florida, Arizona, Georgia, Ohio, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, North Carolina, Virginia, California, Tennessee, Connecticut, Missouri, Nevada, New York, and Maryland. And we welcome those from all over the world to our world revival, putting on the whole armor of God. Tomorrow night's speaker will be Apostle Dana speaking Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. So he's 3 days, 3 nights at 5:30, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 5:30. Amen. And Chosen Generation Holy Convocation will be this July 8th through the 12th. July 8th, 9th, and 10th, the morning session will start at 11:30. The evening session will start at 5:30. And both sessions will be on this line, 11:30 and 5:30, the 8th, 9th, and 10th. July 12th will be our official day, and further information will be forthcoming about that event. If anyone on the line that would like to participate in our Holy Convocation, please contact Chief Apostle Dr. B.A. Thomas at area code 310-590-5572. Again, 310-590-5572. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, General, for those announcements. Let us govern ourselves accordingly. Also, would like to just throw in, on Thursday, we're bringing prayer back, and that would be at 7:30 through Prophetess Deborah Johnson on this same line, same access code. It will be 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. And so each and one that need prayer, always can call in and get prayer, or either if you want to come on and to pray, you may do so. Amen. At this time, we're not going to prolong the service because we want to give our speaker ample time. And if anyone else remember the last time she was on, my, what a time that we had. And at this time, I would like, before she comes, we're going to have a selection by our state evangelist, Marie Brown. But before that, just let me just to give you exactly her name. And she is an apostle, an ambassador for Christ, and is someone that she has been sent. And she has been sent on an assignment. And she is someone that is powerful. She's a wife, and she's just anointed and appointed by God. And I would like to present to some, I like to introduce to some and present to others, Apostle Teresa Bridgeforth. And you will hear her right after our selection from Evangelist Brown. The next voice you will hear would be the Apostle Bridgeforth.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Amazing grace. I see too many dangers, toss and drown. I have already, I've already come. It was grace that taught my heart to amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that taught my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond all of my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view his cross, where Jesus died for me. How marvelous it is, he cupped my fallen soul. He looked beyond all of my faults, and he saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view that cross where my Jesus died for me. How marvelous it is, he cupped my fallen soul. He looked beyond. Jesus looked beyond all of my faults, and Jesus saw all of my needs. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to make sure, can everyone hear me on the line?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you, Apostle Betty. Thank you so much for the opportunity on tonight. There's such a presence of the Lord that's resonating on this line. And I just want to give honor to God, give honor to you, woman of God, just for being obedient and not just doing it for 3 days, but being led by God for the impact of God to be present upon the people's lives. And so I give God the glory, the honor, and the praise on tonight to come before you. I want to talk to you, and before we get started, my husband is on the line, which is an awesome man of God, Pastor DeAndre Bridgeport, giving honor to all of our officials that are on the line tonight, ministers, as well as our associate pastor, Pastor Sean, Pastor Bruce, men and women of God. God bless you on tonight. What I want to talk to you about is the birthing place, the birthing place. And I noticed that we are experiencing a very trying time. It seems like there has been an increase in frequency and intensity concerning things that have been happening upon the earth that has been affecting us. And it seems like when we come through one thing, it seems like something else arises. As soon as we come through that, something else takes place. And I'm here to tell you on today that the purpose of that and this birthing pain that is taking place is literally being done because God is really putting us from a place of where we're at to a place of change. Nothing can change if there isn't anything new that takes place. You can call it as being changed when something new has to transpire. It has to come forth. And so what we're seeing in this season is that there is an increase in frequency and intensity that's been brought into the body of Christ for a particular. What God is doing in this season, there is a birthing that is transitioning us into a new place. He's birthing us into new doors of hope. He's birthing us to new doors of harvest. He's birthing us into new doors of opportunity. And so in order for that to happen, what has happened is that God has caused a pause to take place upon the earth. If you notice, we have been put on pause during the first quarter and going into the second quarter of this year, where we have been restricted in regards to getting out and doing things. And so the Lord was showing me was that this pause that has taken place was really a pregnancy pause. A pregnancy pause. Well, Apostle, what are you talking about when you talk about a pregnancy pause? A pregnancy pause is when it gives the impression that it will be following by something significant. A pregnant pause is when it gives the impression that it will be followed by something significant. If you are to look at a woman who is currently pregnant and they're in their third trimester, and when they're in their third trimester, if you notice that the pregnant woman will begin to slow down, not because something is wrong, but because something is right. There is a great expectation of this baby coming soon, and that's why the pause and the slowing down in the third trimester has to take place. And so God is saying that I'm causing this pause and this period to come upon us. It's because why? I have impregnated you with some things that are getting ready to come forth. I have impregnated you with some significant things that need to transpire in your life. I have impregnated you in this season in order for change to take. Talk about that here for a moment. Let's go to Micah, the second chapter and the 13th verse. Micah, the second chapter and the 13th verse. It says, the breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. Let me read that again. That's Micah, the second chapter and the 13th verse. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out, and they shall pass them, and the Lord on the head of them. And before we get into that, as we know that the year of 2020, we are hearing men and women of God saying the year of 2020 is vision. Okay, so we look at that word vision. Vision can be interpreted as far as being able to see. When we are able to see clearly, that reference that we have the perspective and the mind of God, not our own perspective. Our perspective and discernment concerning the things of God is what allows us to see clearly. And so the year of 2020, it signifies to be able to see based upon God's perspective. What is God saying that is going for such a time as this? Also look at vision, also allows us to see something. My God, we are getting ready to causing us to be pregnant for such a time as this, and for the year of 2020 that
I think your phone is going
to come in. People glory, for the people to see his manifestation. That's why there's a lot of burning pains that pressure that is in place. That is why there's a lot of things that is poking us right now, things that is causing frustration right now, releasing such an oil upon the women of God upon the earth. So there is something that is getting ready to happen, and that's why there are earthquakes in the natural. In the natural. And that's why in the natural, because in the spirit, there has been an activation of birthing that is taking place. And so God has shaken up, glory to God, he has shaken up the things that are around us for a particular reason, because there is a sound, a birthing that is taking place upon the earth. And so as we read in Micah, the 2nd chapter, the 13th verse, it says, the breaker is come up before them. Meaning that God's position must go before you. Let me say that again. God's position must go before you. You can't put yourself before God. God's position must go before you. In order for you to break through, in order for you to push this baby out, in order for this change to come, glory to God, you have to allow the position of God to be before you. It says it in Micah, the 2nd chapter, it didn't only say that the breaker is come before you. It says that they have broken up. They have broken up. What does that mean? It means that those things that need to come off of you, they have to be broken up off of you in order for you to press through the gate, in order for you to press through unto the other side. It has to be what? Broken off of you. How does that take place? I like it in the story when we, and I know you know this story, when we talk about the Ark of the Covenant. When David had in his spirit to get the Ark of the Covenant back from Abinadab's house. It was with Abinadab, so he got the Ark of the Covenant back from him. When he got it back, him, he knew he had to take the glory of God to the threshing floor. He knew he had to take the glory of God, hallelujah, to the place of where it needed to be. And so when he did that, he requested for Abinadab's sons to come with him, which was Ahio and also Uzzah. So he felt that he needed these two men to accompany him. And so he had this great idea for these two men to accompany him. And as he allowed for Ahio, and he also allowed for Uzzah to accompany him, guess what happens? When they begin to approach the threshing floor, the ox begin to stumble. Let me say that again. When they begin to move towards the threshing floor, the ox began to stumble. When the ox stumbled, Uzzah reached out his hand to grab the ark. Guess what happens to Uzzah? Uzzah begins to what? He dies. Because he puts his hand on the ark, in which he is forbidden to do so. Only the priest is able and allowed to touch the ark. But he put his hand on there, so it caused him, glory to God, to lose his life. And so now they come to the threshing floor, and the ox, who God, we know that an ox has the ability to walk on dirt. They have the ability to walk on that type of surface. Now, why did the ox trip up? Why did the ox stumble? When the ox is equipped to walk on such a floor that they, a ground that they have walked on, why did he die? Was it that it was put on a new cart? Was it because he touched the ark? Was it because the ox had stumbled? What I want to share with you on today, glory to God, is that it's the stumbling is what I want to get to. It's the stumbling of the ark. of the ox, the stumbling part. Anytime you come to the threshing floor, and I want you to listen very carefully. Anytime that God is getting ready to burn something out of you, and when he's getting ready to burn something out of you, there's going to be pressing, there's going to be frustration, there's going to be a pressure that will be upon you. And the purpose of that is for God to be able to release the very element or the very thing that needs to come through you. And so when they came to the threshing floor, they began to stumble. The threshing floor, what it represents is a place where they take the grain and they take this grain into the threshing floor is a flat surface. The threshing floor is a flat surface that is used to remove extraneous materials from the grain. It was often located on higher ground to take advantage of the natural wind, to blow off the chaff. Now, what is the chaff? The chaff means worthless things. It also means trash. My God. And so when they got to the threshing floor, the ox began to stumble. It began to stumble because why? You cannot be able to maintain in the threshing floor when God is birthing some things out of you. There's some things that cannot go with you. When God is birthing something out of you, glory to God. Again, there are some things that cannot go with you. God is saying in this season that you got to leave behind those traditions and some of those things that you've used in the past that you cannot use now. Because what David did, and I believe that this is where he erred at, he carried it on a new cart. He was supposed to have carried it on the stake. The stake would allow for the priest to be able to hold the ark in such a capacity that if one of them stumbled, that they would not all stumble. It would not cause all of them to stumble. They would not have a catastrophe. Why? Because they carried the ark correctly. God is looking for men and women of God in this season who is willing to carry him in the way that gives him glory. And so what he's doing in this season, he's saying that I had to allow Uzzah to die because why? Uzzah was a problem. Uzzah was a problem because Uzzah, even though it looked like Uzzah was literally trying to help them to keep the ark from falling on the ground, Uzzah was really a problem. And so God had to allow Uzzah to die to get what their attention. Because as long as they had Uzzah, they wouldn't have listened to God. In other words, some things have to die off of you in this season. You have to be put in a pause situation and be disassociated from things and from people, glory to God. And things have to die out from you, glory to God, or have to become from being in a great state to a smaller capacity. Because why? God is saying that I need your divided attention in this season. He said, I need you to listen to me in this season. He said, because you wouldn't have listened to me if I would allow Uzzah to stay. He said, I had to get your attention. He says, stumble is necessary. The stumble allows you to access the damage so you won't make the same mistakes again. He allows you to downsize your ministry, glory to God, so you won't make the same mistakes again. He allows certain doors to close, glory to God, so you wouldn't make the same mistakes again. Now you have the opportunity to go back and to assess the situation, glory to God, to assess the damages. Why? So you won't make the same mistakes again. The other thing, it was necessary for Jesus to go to hell. Because when he went to hell, he came back up with keys. My God. When he went to hell, he came back up with keys. In other words, the hell that you've been through, the pressure that you've been through, the setback that you've been through, glory to God, the health challenges that you've been through, glory to God, he has allowed you to go to hell. He has allowed you to experience those situations and circumstances so you can birth forth keys, glory to God, so you can birth forth and be able to unlock specific doors in your life, glory to God. He has allowed you to go through these situations and circumstances, hallelujah, so you can cause change to take place in your life. See, change is not going to only come if I lay hands on you, glory to God. It is so interesting how God has allowed the social distancing to take place because he's letting us know he doesn't want us to get too familiar with laying hands on folks. That will be the ultimate way for you to be delivered. He wants us to understand there are other methods of being delivered, glory to God. God is a multifaceted God. He doesn't want us to be so stuck on one way, glory to God, because he said, I'm doing a new thing. He said, can you perceive it in this season? He said, all things are best passed away. He said, behold, all things are becoming new. And so now God is birthing forth, glory to God, entrepreneurship. He's given us the innovative of thinking on in this season, glory to God. How we're able to think outside of the box, glory to God. We're able to think our way out of our situations and circumstances. Hallelujah, glory to God. This is that season that God is birthing us, glory to God. And so when the pain hits you, glory to God, if you know that when a woman is getting ready to give birth, glory to God, and the doctor says you're 10 centimeters wide, now we're ready to go. When the pain comes, he tells the woman, he says to push when the pain comes. So I tell you on tonight, glory to God, when it seems like the enemy has come in like a flood, you must push. When it seems like the pressure has come upon you, glory to God, he said you must push. When people are lying on you and backstabbing and talking about you, he said, I need you to push. I need you to push. I need you to push, glory to God. I need you to push, glory to God. He said, I need you to push in this season. And he said, I'm causing these pains to take place. I'm causing this frustration to take place. I'm causing this disconnection from certain people to take place. He said, it's all working for your good. He said, but the thing is, he said, what I wanted to get David's attention was that he tried to put the Ark of the Covenant on a new cart. And that represents the tools. He said, in the season, he said, you got to be careful in the tools that you use. He said, because if you use the wrong tools, it will kill the very thing that you're trying to, it will kill those things around you. It will kill your movement. It will cause you to become stagnated. It will cause you to have still birth. He said, so you got to make sure in the season, the tools that you use, glory to God, is the tool that is conducive to the birth. If you notice that when a woman is giving birth, there are particular tools, glory to God, that the doctor has to use in order to pull the baby out of the body. There are particular tools that they use and methods that they use in order for the baby to come out and to be properly taken out of the birth canal. And so, in other words, there are tools, glory to God, that God is getting to us in the season. That's why the pressure has intensified. That's why there's been a greater frequency that has come upon the men and women of God. It's because why? He is introducing to us tools that we need so we can pass through, glory to God, the birth canal. He said, right now, we're right in the birth canal in our season, glory to God. He said, but I'm giving you the tools to properly pass you through. He said, because now I have created a place for you in order for you to utilize the tools that you have. He said, now I'm getting you to full term. He said, because if I would have birthed you out, glory to God, in the second trimester, you wouldn't be able to hear and you wouldn't be able to see. So let me share this with you. In your third trimester, that's when the baby is able to open up their eyes and they're able to hear. And so, in other words, you have to go through the gestation process in order to come out mature. Because when you come out mature, you are ready, glory to God, to face the elements on the outside of the womb. My God. And so what God is doing in the season, he is allowing the pressure to come in so that we can have developed tools for this next season that he's taking us into. He said, because this next element, these outdoor elements that you're getting ready to come into, glory to God, it's going to put you in a greater place and a greater capacity to be able to see and hear. It's going to put you into a greater place and capacity, glory to God, to experience my manifestation. It's going to put you to a greater and experience and capacity, glory to God, for you to be able to give the expression of God. And so that's why he wants you to come out full matured. Because why? He wants his manifestations to be manifested properly. He doesn't want a stillborn child. He doesn't want, glory to God, a baby that's not ready to be birthed. Because why? It will show a mark of God. It will show an impression of God, a false impression of God. And so God is wanting his authenticity to be here upon the earth. And so he's raising men and women of God for such a time as this, glory to God, to be able to allow him to go before us. And for when he goes before us, that they will be an opportunity for us to be broken up, for us to be able to be broken up so that we can what? Pass through the gates. Micah, the 2nd chapter, the 13th verse, it says, breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. And so God is saying in this season, let me go before you, glory to God. Quit allowing your Uzzah to go before you. Quit relying on your Uzzah to have your back. He said, I got your back in this season, glory to God. Quit making excuses for why your ministry is not producing the way that it should. You know how we try to blame it on if we had a better choir, it would have been better. If they would have played better on this day, we would have had a greater move of God. If we would have had a bigger building, oh man, God would have really moved. That ain't nothing but the devil. That comes from the pits of hell. God wants us to get out of that mentality. God will take one person and perform a miracle through one person. He wants to teach us on tonight that he has to allow the Uzzahs to die, because it is not based upon the Uzzah, it's based upon God going before us. My God, it's not based upon the musician, glory to God, it's based upon God going before us. It's not based upon us having 100 members, it's based upon God going before us. It's not based upon us having the biggest business ever, it's based upon God going before us. So if you allow God to go before you in this season, glory to God, he said that's when I can begin to break things up so that you may pass through the gate and you may go out by it. And so God wants to pass us through. He didn't call us to stay in the situation that we're in right now and to stay. When God went to hell, he didn't stay in hell. He went to hell, he passed through it, and he got out of it. And when he came out of it, he had keys, glory to God. He had solutions, glory to God. He had power, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so what God is saying, he said that I'm birthing some things out of you. He said, but you got to allow me to come before you in this season. He said, because if I go before you, I should break up the way out, glory to God. I can break up your situation. I can cause glory to God. Some of us can't breathe right now. Some of us might seem like we're being suffocated. God said, if you allow me to go before you, if you allow me to go before you, glory to God, he said, I'm going to break up whatever it is that's choking you right now. I'm going to break chest. I'm going to break up, glory to God. That's what's stopping up your airways. He said, I'm going to break it up on tonight. And he said, when I break it up on tonight, I'm not going to allow you to stay right where you're at. He said, I'm going to allow you to pass through. And so I decree and declare on tonight, glory to God, that under the sound of my voice, Lord, that they will forget those things that are behind and that they will press towards, glory to God, those things that which are ahead.
And I thank you, Father God, that in this season, Father God, they're not moved by their own traditions, that is not prophetic for such a time as this. I thank you for breaking up traditions that is not allowed in this new season. And I thank you, Father God, for the new systems that are coming into place, Father God. Not a new part of how to transition your glory, but we thank you, Father God, that we will do what you called us to do in this season. And so whatever Uzzah that you're wanting us to leave behind, God, we're going to leave it behind on tonight, God. We're going to leave our old ways on tonight, God. That's an Uzzah. We're going to leave that on tonight, God. We're going to leave, Father God, our doubt on tonight. That's another Uzzah, God. We're going to leave that on tonight, God. We're going to let that die on tonight, God. And so we're going to press towards you, Father God, because we know if we allow you to go forth on tonight, God, you're getting ready to break up the fallow ground so that we may press through. And so, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the birthing pains on today. We will not give up on tonight, glory to God, but some of us have thought about throwing in the towel concerning our ministry. Some of us have thought about throwing in the towel concerning our marriage. Some of us have thought about throwing in the towel concerning whatever it is, business that God has called you to do. But I charge you on tonight, glory to God, to stay in your lane, glory to God. Don't jump out of the lane. Stay in your lane, glory to God, because the end is coming quick, glory to God. You are about to run through and get to the finish line, glory to God. He said to hold fast, glory to God, to the word of God and to stay in your lane. He said, because why? You have a torch that is lit on tonight. He said, I'm lighting your torch on tonight, glory to God, for you shall be a trailblazer in this season, glory to God. Because again, this is the year of 2020, so something big is about to happen. And so I thank you, Father God, that we carry that something big on the inside of us, God. We give you the glory, God. We give you the honor, God. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is definitely moving in this place. He's moving in this season. He said to not fret in this season, to not get weary in well-doing. Any time that the enemy will try to come in and cause more pressure to come upon you, even intensify sickness upon you, that is a spirit of distraction. That is a spirit of distraction that has come upon you. And the purpose and the whole goal of that is for you to abort the assignment that God has instructed for you to do. You cannot abort in this season. You cannot abort in this season. I love it how in the scripture they were just reading a moment ago, and it was talking about the witchcraft and how Apostle Betty was saying how people will pick up the phone and they will call the psychic people and things of that nature to get a word. That's Uzzah. Sometimes we pick up the phone to call the next person to get an answer. That's Uzzah. When God has already placed the answer on the inside of you. He said, I've already equipped you for such a time as this. He said, so put the phone down and place on the inside. Quit doubting yourself. Glory to God is what I hear in the spirit. Just because you don't have enough money in your hands doesn't mean that God says for you to abort the mission. Increase. You hear the Lord says. And so for those of you who membership might have decreased, that's okay. God had to remove the Uzzah because there's an outpour that is getting ready to take place. Glory to God. Where you're at, he has to shake up the fallen ground. He has to shake it up to get our attention, because he's moving the church into the direction of revival. He's reviving some things. There's a great conclusion that is getting ready to come forth. So he wants us to keep our eyes on him in this season. Our mindset must be geared towards the word of God and not what we see that is before us. We cannot be moved by what we see, and we cannot be moved by what we feel. I know it hurts right now. I know everybody ready to get back to the norm. I know some of y'all are tired. He said, in the midst took all of that. He said that I'm going to make sure that I never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I know where you're at. I know what's going on with you. He said, I have allowed it to take place. God is the code enforcer. He is the one who gives out the permits to the inspectors or the permits to the people to be able to allow things to happen. God is the code enforcer, so he has allowed and permitted situations and circumstances to happen. The Bible says that all things work together for the good of them that love him and that are called according to this purpose. And so he's working it out for your good, glory to God. He said, you can't get to the good if you don't push. You won't be able to get to the good or to the other side if you don't allow the pressure to push you to your place. He said, my pressure comes, or the pressure comes to push you into the place of where I've called you to be. One last thing. In order for Adam to be able to tend the garden, God had to use the mist of the air and the dust from the ground. He had to mix it together. That created mud. He had to form a body. He had to put some kind of pressure on those two elements in order to form it. And once he formed that body, then his breath, that wind came in. When the wind came in to Adam, now he is ready to be placed in the garden. And so what God is doing in this season, the birthing pain, glory to God, it's just God mixing the elements together that's putting pressure upon us. Because why? He's forming us for the next element that he's getting ready to incorporate on us. He's forming us into what we're getting ready to step into, that we have the endurance, glory to God, to be able to sustain it. He's forming us in this season. And so I charge you on tonight, glory to God. The birth things, glory. I know they don't feel good, but he said, I need you to push in this season. Push like you never pushed before. Push like that's the last push, and you know you're getting ready to step, and that baby is getting ready to come out. He said, I want you to push in this season. And so I charge you on tonight, glory to God. Don't give up and don't be weary in well doing, because in this season you shall reap if you faint not. Amen, amen. To God be the glory. For those of you who have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I know you've probably been witnessing the intensity of God or the pressure that has been coming upon you. And you can tell that when you make the wrong decision and you haven't, you know that God is pulling for you to be committed unto him, then you know that you're at the right place right now. He wants you to accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. He didn't say that if you accept me as your personal Lord and Savior, that the pains won't go away, that they will always stay. Some pains will go and some pains will stay. And the purpose of the pain is to push you into your place. And that's why he has allowed you some of the pains to take place in your life now. And so for those of you who have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, he said that I am the way, the truth, and the light. He said, if you allow me to go before you, if you allow me to be the head of your life, he said, I will break through whatever it is that you're dealing with on tonight. Even those of you who have kind of put God on the back burner, knowing that you know that you needed to be before God and concerning some things concerning in your life. And you kind of put him on a back burner because you chose to be the head. You chose to go out before him. He said again, if you just let me go before you on today. He said, if you can just repent on today and turn away from your wicked ways, glory to God. He said that if you come unto me, he said that I will give you rest. He said, all you got to do is turn away from your wicked ways. And when you come to me, glory to God, he said that I'm your Savior. I'm the one who can save you. And he said, I love you so much that if you can come just like you are, glory to God. He said, I will take you just like you are, as long as you are willing to accept him and allow him to be first in your life. I pray that this word has blessed and empowered you on tonight to push during these birth pains. I pray that on tonight that God has put a fire underneath your feet, glory to God, to get back to plowing, to get back to doing what God has called you to do. For those of you who are needing prayer on tonight, the lines are open for prayer. The Bible says that when there are two or more gathered in, He is in the midst. So if you need prayer on tonight, glory to God, please come forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The breaker's anointing is on this live. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He just said the breaker is come up. So the breaker has come up. Glory to God on this live. We're needing prayer on tonight. The breaker has
prayer.
Come up to visit you. Hallelujah. Amen. What's your prayer request?
My prayer request is for my 93-year-old mother. She's going to be traveling back to Florida on tomorrow with my sister. Praying for traveling great for the both of them and safety.
Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we lift up the 93-year-old woman of God right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that the blood of Jesus covers her, Father God, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, God. I thank you, Father God, for allowing discernment to rise up on the inside of her, of things that she knows what to put her hands to, who to stand by, glory to God, who to talk to, glory to God. I thank you and I praise you, Father God, that there will be a shield and protection around her, Father God. I charge the angels right now from the north, south, east, and west, Father God, to cover her and also the people that are traveling around her, Father God. I thank you for even giving them wisdom, Father God, of how to care for her for such a time as this. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, because of your blood, Father God, that she walks with healing, Father God, that she walks in fullness of you, Father God, that when people are encamped around her, Father God, there will be such an anointing that the power will rub up on her, Father God, and penetrate those that are next to her, Father God. I thank you for covering her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Any other prayer requests?
Praise the Lord, Saint. Would you please pray for Sister Shirley Vaughn that has an affliction?
Say that again, man of God.
Will you please pray for Sister Shirley Vaughn, who has an affliction.
You said to pray for her. She has an affliction?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we lift up Sister Vaughn right now in the name of Jesus. And for we know that she has an affliction upon her body, Father God. For you said in your word that you put no more on anyone than they can bear, Father God. And so, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the endurance rising up on the inside of her, Father God. That as the enemy would try to come in like a flood, I thank you for raising a standard, Father God, against it. That standard will be healing, Father God. That standard will be endurance, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for raising up such a standard, Father God, that it will supersede the outcome of the enemy. For the enemy has set up upon affliction, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, that there has been change on the inside of her body, Father God, that it also starts with her mind, Father God, that she begins to understand and decree and declare that she walks in healing regardless of how she feels. I decree and declare, Father God, that you will renew her mind, Father God, to be on the word of God, that as when she decree a thing, Father God, that the power of God will resonate on the inside of her and that it shall be so. I thank you, Father God, that she walks with power and she walks with the anointing and the authority to trample over the sickness, Father God. I thank you and I praise you, Father God, for healing her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, and that she's not moved by what she feels or even what the doctor tells her, Father God, but that she understands that she is healed, already healed by the blood of Jesus, already healed by the power of Jesus, already healed because of the love of Jesus. And so I thank you, Lord, for showering your love upon that woman of God on today, Father God, that I thank you that when she goes and visits the doctors the next time, that the report of the Lord shall be revealed. I decree and declare the report of the Lord shall come forth, glory to God. I thank you and I praise you in this season that she is healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle.
You're welcome. Amen. Any other prayer requests?
This is Apostle Thomas. I am to go to Texas. Someone is being attacked by a tormenting spirit, a familiar spirit, and they're requesting me to come. And I just need prayer protection and as I go.
Amen. For the Lord has equipped you for such a time as this. So I come against the spirit of fear. I decree and declare that you walk with a sound mind and a surety in this season. For a spirit of fear would allow for the dispensation of the enemy to overtake you. So that you must walk with surety in this season. And that's decreeing and declaring the word of God.
Yes.
And so when the enemy tries to come in your mind and you kind of second guess and get a little nervous, that you got to bind that. That you got to bind that, because that's going to open up doors for the enemy to come in and attack you. And so right now, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that her mind is solid in this season.
Yes.
And that her mind, Father God, is equipped with the word of God. It is through the word of God that causes life. And because of the word of God that will prevail through this woman of God, as she steps foot into that territory, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the enemy disintegrating, Father God, that he will begin to disintegrate when she steps into that territory. For you have given her and you have anointed her and you've given her the power and the authority to trample over serpents and scorpions in that territory. For she is called, glory to God, to defeat the demonic forces in that area. And so, Father God, I thank you and I charge the angels from the north, the south, the east, and the west to be able to cover her in this season, Father God, that they will be a shield and protector around her, Father, that the enemy will not be able to come in to penetrate her mind, to confuse her mind, or to distract her mind in the name of Jesus, and that she will be like the tree that is planted by the rivers, and that the water will flow out of her. It will be rivers of water that will flow out of her, that when she begins to step in that location, Father God, that she will know what to say, she will know what to do, and that she will not be moved by what she sees or hears. I come against, Father God, right now, a spirit that will try to come in and try to bring confusion. I come against that, and I decree and declare that she has hindsight and earsight, Father God, that you begin to turn up her hearing and to turn up her eyesight in the spirit realm so that she may see exactly what's going on. And I thank you, Father God, that she will not be confused and she will be able to know and decipher what is of you and not of you. And so I decree and declare the spirit of discernment to rise up on the inside of her like never before. I thank you for raising a standard when she goes out there, Father God. And I thank you that when she comes back, God, that she comes back not deteriorated, Father God, but she comes back, Father God, still remain with armor. That when she comes back from this trip, Father God, that you will replenish everything that has been out of her, Father God. And because of your obedience, and people might have talked about her as far as going out there that she shouldn't go out there, I thank you that you will stifle the mouths of the people that has been put that they've been trying to talk about her concerning her going out to this trip. I thank you that your glory will prevail, God, and that she's not moved by the mouths of people, but that she's moved by the word of God. And so the Lord said, all is well, glory to God. He said to go forth. He said, I will be with you in this season.
Yeah.
And just to go forth and decree and declare the word of God. You're not there to have conversations. You are there to defeat the enemy.
Yeah.
So don't be going back and forth with the enemy is what I hear. You get there, you take care of your business, and you get home.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because he's equipped you for such a time as this. You have to know that. You have to know that. Don't allow fear to set
this
in you.
Rodeo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You say you're not afraid. Amen.
No, I'm not afraid. This is not my first rodeo.
Amen.
I'm pretty well equipped.
You are equipped, woman of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for the...
Oh, you're welcome.
Amen. The floor is still open if anyone needs a prayer.
Yes, my name is Vicki, and I'm calling for prayer. I'm leaving in August to take care of some business in August.
Amen. And so, Father God, we lift up the woman of God in the name of Jesus. And as she travels, Father God, I thank you for your traveling grace and mercy to be upon her in this season, Father God. I thank you that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. And I thank you, Father God, that you will put a hedge of protection around her, Father God, that as she steps foot out of her door, Father God, that her home is blessed, Father, and that when she returns, Father God, that her home is blessed, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that she's blessed going in her traveling and blessed coming out of her traveling, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that as she steps foot, Father God, in whatever resources that she's traveling by, Father God, I thank you for covering it with your blood. I thank you, Father God, that the enemy will not be able to come in and detour it, Father God, that she will get to her destination safely, Father God, that the plan of God shall prevail in this season, that the place of where she leaves, Father God, she will get to that place in peace, Father God. She will get to that place, glory to God, made whole, Father God. She will get to that place, Father God, even more blessed, Father God. I decree and declare that to be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome. Amen. Any other requests?
Yes, hello. This is the Archbishop. I'm just requesting prayer for strength, please. Thank you.
Amen. And so, Father God, we thank you for this man of God on this live, Father God. I thank you for giving him strength, Father God, in his body and in his mind, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that as he move about, Father God, that there will be such strength that will come upon him, Father God, in this season, Father God, that you will gird up his loins, Father God. You will gird him up, Father God. You will build up his spiritual muscle, Father God, even physically, Father God. I thank you for building him up for such a time as this, Father God. Even his mind, Father God, that his mind will continue to be renewed in the word of God, that there will be such a protein that you will be added unto him, Father God, through the word of God. It will begin to build him up, Father God, in every area that is weak, Father God. And so, Father God, I thank you for building him up. I thank you, Father God, in this season that he's not weary in well-doing, Father God, and that he has strength and mobility in his body, Father God, that he has strength and mobility in his mind, Father God. Why? Because the anointing and the power of God shall prevail through him. I thank you for the grace of God that will surpass anything or anything that the enemy is trying to come upon him, that your grace is sufficient upon him in this season. And I thank you, Father God, that the peace of God will surpass all of his understanding. And so, Father God, as he move in your will, Father God, I decree and declare that, Father God, strength will be added unto him, Father God. For you said in your word that you loaded up with us daily with benefits. And so, Father God, the benefit on today is strength, is what I decree and declare upon him. I thank you for strength to come upon him even the more, God. And as the enemy tries to come in like a flood, that standard of strength will be raised, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of doubt right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that his mind is sound in this season, and that is clear in this season on the direction that you're calling him to go in, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that he will not be weary and well-doing, Father God, that he is reaping in this season, Father God. He is reaping in this season, Father God. No matter what the situation may look like, he is reaping in this season. And so, Father God, I thank you, Father God, as he continues to reap, Father God, that the strength of God will come upon him even the more, giving him the capacity to hold, Father God, whatever it is that you're placing upon him, giving him the capacity, Father God, to be able to hold whatever increase that you're bringing upon him, Father God, for he is a man of strength, glory to God. He is a man who walks with standard, glory to God. He is a man who has muscles, glory to God, that as when the enemy tries to come in, he has the power and the authority to trample over it.
We decree and declare that to be so in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, woman of God.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Any Anna. Other prayer?
You know, this is Ms. Robinson, and I have a praise report where I'm much better than what I was, and I thank everybody for their prayers. I do have new neighbors next door to me now, and I don't think, so far, I don't think they're the idealistic neighbors that tend to their own business and go on about their merry way. I do think they kind of have that tormenting spirit that you just talked about.
Yes.
So I think if I can get you all, everybody to pray for, and they're young, extremely young, and with what everything's going on, they may even be racist for all I know, you know. So I just want to pray for them to be able to let a good spirit into their bodies and grow from it in love and unity instead of division and the kind of mitten kind of stuff, you know, because I've grown past that in my Christian spirit, and I would love to see others go along with me.
Amen. Amen. So let's pray right there in regards to your neighbors. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for giving them the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of who you are, God. And so sometimes people will operate in such a manner because they haven't grabbed hold to who you are. And so, Father God, I thank you for using this woman of God who is their neighbors, Father God, to be a dispensary in this season, that she'll begin to dispense the love of God, hallelujah, dispense, glory to God, your glory that will prevail through her, even through her prayers in her home, Father God. We thank you that it begins to dispense, glory to God, and be dispatched, glory to God, to her neighbor's home, Lord. We thank you for that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to come upon them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, so that their lives may be changed and that they will be operating in the likeness and the image of you in which you have created. And so, Father God, we thank you for that change coming, Father God. But more likely, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that that tormenting spirit, Father God, does not rest in this woman of God's house, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that as the enemy tries to come in like a flood, that her perspective, her mindset begins to change, and that she'll begin to see what's taking place, not as a situation to try to that's going to come and kill her, but that God will use that as a stone for her to step on and to grow higher in God. And so, Father God, I thank you that the stones that are being thrown at her from next door, Father God, that she's able to take them, Father God, and to be able to put it into his right perspective and to use it and to get to the place that you're calling her to be. You're allowing those stones to be thrown at her, Father God, so that she can step closer to you. And so, Father God, I thank you that this woman of God, position and posture, Father God, is prostrated before you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that in this season, Father God, that you're raising her up higher, Father God, to have a closer relationship unto you, Father God, so that the anointing of God can flow through her, so that it may destroy the yoke, Father God, the yoke that's been coming against her, Father God. I thank you for renewing her mind in this season, Father God, that when she decrees and declares the word, Father God, that it may come into fruition, Father God, that she's not moved by what she sees, Father God, that it doesn't affect her, Father God, emotionally and mentally, Father God, that when it does come upon her, Father God, she's able, Father God, to discern what type of movement that is being pressed upon her, so that she may use the word of God to be able to smite the enemy. And so, Father God, I thank you on tonight, Lord, that you would give this woman of God peace that would surpass all of her understanding. For we know that your peace will surpass every hurt that tries to come against her, every conversation or negative thing that try to come against against her. I thank you for the peace of God that would surpass all of that, Father God, because again, you are raising a standard, and I thank you for using this woman of God for such a time as this. Let your love of God rule and resonate on the inside of her, and I thank you, Lord, for allowing it to overpower over her and over to the neighbors, Father God. I decree and declare, Father God, that tormenting spirit, Father God, to be counseled right now in the name of Jesus and to be thrown in the pits of hell. I come against that spirit that is trying to torment her, Father God, and I thank you, Father God, for your angels, Father God, protecting her from that sound that's trying to come from next door, Father God, that you put a shield and a protector around her, Father God, a shield and protector around her, keeping the enemy from coming in and causing a torment to come. Thank you, and I praise you, Father God, that shield of faith, that shield of the word of God, Father God, is going to keep the dispensation of the enemy penetrating her. And so, Father God, I thank you in this season that this woman of God, glory to God, is a woman who walks with power, and she walks in victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I receive it. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. Any other prayer requests? Amen. Do we have any other prayer requests on tonight?
Well, I can pray for a cousin of mine. He just died with cancer on Thursday morning, and he's the baby boy, and his oldest brother came to see him two and a half weeks ago, along with his wife, and the wife came into the house and fell across the floor, and they rushed her to the hospital, but she didn't make it, and now the baby boy has passed. So if I could have prayer for the Flagg family, please.
You said which family, woman of God?
Flagg.
Okay, God bless you. Father God, so we lift up the Prague family right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For we know that there has been a situation that has been at hand, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that even though that the situation has come about, that you have the Pratt family in the palm of your hand. You never lost them. And so, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for tracing them right where they're at. Whatever areas in their lives right now that tends to be hurting or seems like there's a void, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for touching them right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your peace to come upon them, Lord, for some things that they might not understand. And so it's not even about trying to get an understanding. And so, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that your peace will come and it will surpass all of them trying to get whatever understanding that they're trying to get for such a time as this. For some things have hit their family pretty hard. But I thank you, Father God, again, you are raising a standard. And so anytime he comes in like a flood, you always chose to go above what the enemy has done. And so, Father God, I thank you that on tonight, Father God, that you will begin to raise a standard with this family, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that when you come in, Father God, that your love of God will press so hard upon them, Father God, letting them know that you've never left them nor forsaken them, Father God. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God, comforting them for such a time as this, Father God, that it will encourage them to continue to trust and to lean on you, for you've always been the way, you've always been the truth, and you've always been the light. And so, Father God, I thank you that even in this dark situation, Father God, I thank you for your light being prevailed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it pressed forward through the darkness, Father God, that they may see the light, that they may see the light at the end of the tunnel. And so, Father God, I thank you, Lord, for comforting them in this season, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that even in this season, Father God, that you will bring the family together even the more. I thank you for your love, Father God, that will rest, root, and abide in them, and it will cause unity upon the family. I decree and declare that to be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Any other prayer requests?
Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
I'm asking for prayer for continuation of God's guidance. I'm getting ready to write a book, and I want God to meet me on how to strategize on making it a book that is ordained and guided by Him.
Amen. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We know that this is the season for entrepreneurship and innovativeness, Father God. You are birthing some magnificent things that are coming to the forefront. And so, Father God, as he's going through this birthing season, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for his eyes coming alive in this season, Father God, and his ears are being opened, Father God, to whatever it is that you're having him to write this book. I thank you, Lord, for that innovativeness, that his book doesn't necessarily have to be the same as everyone else in order to be a good book. But we know that, Father God, that through your innovativeness, you will create something that is so different and profound for such a time as this. And so, Father God, I thank you, Lord, in this season, Lord, that you will begin to caress his mind, Father God, that what's in your heart, Father God, will be put on paper, Father God, that it will flow out of him like rivers of water. And I thank you, Father God, for connecting him, glory to God, with other book writers, Father God, that you will connect him with other book writers to give him the insight of what to do. And so, Father God, I thank you for opening up that door, Father God, of someone who's already been there, that he's able to glean off of that person. I thank you for bringing that person forward right now in the name of Jesus. And so it's through wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you're able to operate efficiently. And so I decree and declare that the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God of this what he's supposed to be doing that comes upon you and it rests, rules, and abides in you. And so that you're able to be confident in what you're writing. And so you can just begin to write. Whatever he puts in your heart, just write it down. I know you're looking for a format, and he's going to give you that format, but you just got to pick up the pen and write. Center yourself around other people who have written books.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
But you got to pick that pen up, and you just got to put your hand to the paper and write. And it's going to flow out of you like rivers of water. Sometimes we look at the situation a little bit too hard, and it can keep us from moving forward in the things of God. He told you to write, so write. But at the same time, get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So you have to get with someone who has already written the book. And get that knowledge and information and understanding so you're able to plug it into whatever it is that God is calling you to write. But the book shall come forth, but your hands got to get on the paper.
Amen.
He said he's cold. He's got a...
I'm sorry, repeat that.
You are right. You're so right. You're right. You just confirmed a lot of things the Lord was showing me. Amen. Wonderful. Wonderful.
You have to get with someone. I think a lot of times when God has given us something to do, we just sit there and we're like, okay, God, how to do it? But we have to work together. God has raised up other men and women of God who has already gone forth. And it doesn't mean you have to tell them all of your idea. You just need to get you just can tell them the concept, and you just need to get the logistics of what you need to do as far as putting your format together. We perish because of a lack of knowledge. And so God doesn't want us to do things alone. He wants us to be unified and to come and to connect with other people. But you got to put your hand on that paper, though. You got to start somewhere, even if it seems like it don't make sense. You got to put it down.
Amen.
It didn't make sense when he created the heavens and the earth, did it?
Mm-mm.
He put it down, though. He put that down, though, didn't he? He made that come forth, and then it evolved into something great, didn't it?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So that's what you got to do. It might not seem great in the beginning, but it will evolve.
Confirmation. Confirmation. Confirmation.
Amen. Would there be another the open? Amen. Let us pray for our speaker. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for what our speaker has poured out. Father God, we ask now that you touch this apostle. Touch her, Father God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. Father God, we ask that you to replace everything that she had poured out. Father God, we ask that you continue to anoint her head. Father God, continue to let the oil run from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to take her down in the depths of you. Father God, and bringing her back up again with a fresh rhema word, Father God. Father God, we ask you to be her leaning post. Father God, hold her up on the left, hold her up on the right, Father God. Let her not fall, Father God, but continue to strengthen her mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, oh God. Oh, for everything. We thank you, oh God, for the anointing that you have given her, Father God, and we thank you for her obedience, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to open the floor up real quickly. If anyone would like to thank the woman of God, and also if you would like to sow into her ministry, and her cash app is Teresa Bridgeforth. And that is T-H, that's dollar sign, first dollar sign, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Teresa, Bridgeforth, capital B-R-I-D-G-E-F-O-R-T-H. If you didn't get it, we'll give it to you again a little later so you can get your pen, pencil, paper, whatever you need to take it down. And again, it's dollar sign, Teresa, Bridgeforth, and that's her cash app. So let us sow into her ministry on today. Amen. The floor is now open. If anyone would like to thank the speaker on tonight, because I thank her for her obedience. Amen. The floor is open.
This is Sister Robinson, and thank you so much for your sensational, encouraging, and sincere encouraging message. And please stay on the wall. Don't come back.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Robinson. Will there be another?
Amen. Amen. This is Prophet Brooks. Real quickly, woman of God, you were on key tonight. I will say you did the cornbread, the collard greens, the rice, and the macaroni cheese, and then you served it up with a piece of chocolate cake on the side. So I'm sitting up here saying, Lord, can she come back again and do a whole week of revival? Because that's the kind of word we need for this season. And I heard the Lord say he's pleased. Access granted. And he's going to open up the door for you because of your humbleness and your obedience. You ain't seen nothing, you're an apostle. Get ready to write that book. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Brooks, out of Florida. Amen. Would there be another at this time? The floor is still open. Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Elder Milton and two, Lord, what's your name? To Apostle Teresa Bridgeforth. Thank you so very much for being with us tonight. We love you and we do appreciate you. On the other line, I called Sister Vaughn and let her know that you did pray for her, and she was very, very thankful. So, again, thank you very much, Apostle.
Amen.
Thank you, Elder Milton. The floor is still open. Amen. If there is no other, and we're going to open the floor up for Apostle York, and we give him the floor at this time. Apostle York.
The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you on this Lord's evening. We thank God for the Spirit of the Lord that has moved upon this line. We respect the Spirit that dwell in Apostle Bridgeforth on tonight. And we want her to know, amen, as always, she is a woman of God that comes with clarity, walks in power, and walks in the anointing. We respect you, woman of God. We appreciate you just wanting to come on and bless us in this world revival. And as I always say, when a preacher cannot receive from another man or woman of God, is something wrong with that. But I'm an archbishop, and I needed prayer tonight. And the prayer that you prayed for me, Apostle, is encouraging, and I receive it. And I know the strength of God is on my life, and I just look forward to meeting you personally, amen, face to face one day soon, hopefully. But we praise God for you, and we look forward to hearing from you in our holy convocation. Amen. We respect the anointing that's on your life. And the Bible said there's no male nor female in here. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And we thank God for you. We want to tell you, amen, those of you that are connected tonight, amen, don't forget to drop a love gift to the chief apostle of this great fellowship. Amen. If you want to be a blessing to a chosen generation, you can cash app our chief apostle at Chief Apostle 2, the dollar sign, Chief Apostle 2. And you can sow your love gifts and contributions, whatever the Lord has given you. And, of course, amen, the woman of God that spoke tonight, as Chief Apostle said, I don't know her cash app right off, but before the program ends tonight, amen, Chief Apostle will give her cash app again. Amen. This powerful woman of God, sow a seed. Somebody may want to sow $1,000, $500, I don't know. But you know how you've been blessed tonight through this great, powerful woman of God. So we love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Stay on the wall, Apostle, and don't come down. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Yart. And again, her cash app is Teresa Bridgeforth. That's Teresa with a capital T-H-E-R-E-S-A, capital B-R-I-D-G-E-F-O-R-T-H. Let us sow into her ministry. And again, my cash app is dollar sign apostle 2, the number 2. And let's be a blessing to the ministry because I use my cash app is to bless the speakers that comes on, because a lot of times we, everybody don't bless and sow seeds into them, but I would like to, and so this is why I use the money that you sow into my cash app is to help bless the people of God that comes on and share their time with us, and I know that we cannot pay them for what they're worth, but we would like to just give them something and to be kind to them. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn the service back over to Apostle Bridgeforth, and she will have final remarks and the benediction. And I say to her, stay on the wall, and we do look forward to you. And let me say, she will be speaking on the Women's Night at the Holy Convocation. So she will be on the 9th. July the 9th, you will be able to hear her again. Amen. You will hear that anointing that she brings. And we're looking forward to hearing from her husband. She has a powerful, anointed husband that works alongside with her. So we would love to hear from him one day. And we ask that maybe if he can get on the calendar. And because it seems like that God is taking this revival through the Holy Convocation. We're going to pause for the Holy Convocation. After the Holy Convocation is over with, we will resume right back into the worldwide revival. We know that God is orchestrating, and we don't want to be a hinder, and we're not going to stop until God says stop. And then that's when the revival will be over with. But meantime, we are almost in the middle of July. So if you would like to get on the calendar for July, let's do it quickly because July is still filling up fast. Amen. At this time, I turn you back over to our awesome speaker, Apostle Teresa Bridgeforth. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you too, Apostle, and to everyone who was on the call. I just want to share with you that I actually have been sick. And so it really was a press on tonight.
And so today I wasn't feeling well as you know, also, but your encouraging words really gave me some strength. Even with the woman of God who made a correction in reference to she doesn't feel fearful. I appreciate that. All of that really has encouraged me and strengthened me on tonight. And so I just want to thank each and every one of you. Keep each other in prayer. Keep me in prayer. God is doing an awesome thing, and I pray that the word has really, really blessed you on tonight. And so we're going to go ahead and close here, Father. We thank you, Father God, for each person who was on the call on tonight, Father God. We thank you for those who have interceded, Father God, who have brought correction on tonight, Father God. We thank you for the word that has been a nourishment unto us, Father. And we thank you for moving in a mighty way on tonight, for you took the bad and the good, and you mixed it together tonight, and you turned it out all for our good. And so, Father God, I thank you, Lord. We came in one way on this live, Father God, that we are leaving this place, Father God, more in tune, Father God, more informed of your word, Father God, more in the leading of your word, Father God, because why? You're going before us, Father God. And so, Father God, we thank you that as you go before us, Lord, we know anticipation that you are breaking the way through for us, Father God. You are breaking the doors open. You are breaking the gates open for us, Father God. And we thank you that we're coming out and we're passing through to the other side. We thank you and we praise you on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You all continue to be blessed, the Lord. God bless you all.
Thank you.